From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. An international convoy of humanitarian aid trucks has reached besieged eastern Ghouta in Syria, but government forces continue the aerial bombardment and ground assault against the rebel enclave. In addition, the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said at least 45 people have been killed, 190 injured Monday alone in the latest attacks, even as the aid has been arriving.
Hundreds have been killed in the last 2 weeks as Syria's military tries to regain territory inside eastern Ghouta. Syria's President Bashar Assad says the military offensive will continue.
As long as there are people who we think are the majority in eastern Ghouta who want to exit the control of the terrorists and go to the state's control, then there should be a truce that can open the way even for one person to move from the control of the terrorist to the control of the government.
The advance comes after 15 days of deadly attacks and airstrikes on the rebels. Thousands have huddled in underground tunnels and basements trying to survive. Jesus Semelni, VOA News, Washington.
Turkish state media reports that Turkey has detained four Iraqis in connection with a security threat to the U.S. Embassy in Ankara. The report came as the U.S. Embassy said that it was closed Monday due to a security threat. The embassy said it would announce its reopening once it's safe to do so. Officials in Seoul say North Korean leader Kim Jong-un hosted a dinner late Monday to welcome top aides of South Korean President Moon Jae-in in the latest diplomatic effort that some hope will pave the way for direct talks between the U.S. and North Korea. The goal of a broader dialogue could be complicated by military planned drills, as a commentary published by North Korea's official news agency warned that Pyongyang could counter the U.S. This is VOA News.